I would like to introduce, joining us by telephone from Guatemala, Veronica Riedel. She is the writer, producer, and director of the film Cápsulas, which screens at the Santa Fe Film Festival on Friday, October 21st at 4 in the afternoon at the CCA. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
It's great to have you. Now, this is an extraordinary film with an extraordinary story behind it. I screened it last night at home. I mean, it is scary, it's riveting, it feels very real. It takes place in Guatemala. It's about families of different classes and this whole question of what class is somebody even in, trying to survive, trying to make it. Part of that is through selling drugs. There's a 12-year-old boy who is staging videos and making little videos and selling them, and he's trying to find his long-lost father. It's a great story. What are the origins of the story? How did you come up with this plot?
Well, I have three children, and my children are 12. Well, right now they're 14 and 15 and 18, but when I started the movie, they were 12 years old and 13. And I am worried about the future of our society in the Latin American countries. And the origin is actually the story of a boy in my children's school that got his parents murdered because they were involved in drug dealing. And one would think that you have your kids in this school where it's protected, and actually the best friend could be the son of a drug dealer and could be involved in violent situations. So starting from that, I started evolving this story because my son filmed videos. So I combined a few stories, and what I did is combining the story of any kid in this country with realities of other kids, I came up with a whole story of Cápsulas.
To what extent is that reality, the reality of ubiquitous drugs and drug selling and all of that, part of daily life where you live?
Well, it's very real because just 3 days ago, another parent's, boy's parents were murdered, both parents and uncle, of my children's soccer-playing team mate. I mean, I don't know how to say it in English, but this kid plays soccer with my kids, and this happened last week again. So it happens. Now, the involvement with this boy and what he's asked to do, so not to give the movie, right, happens. And there has been a lot of findings in the way they pass drugs, mothers and children, and even dead people pass drugs through customs. So it is very, very real.
You made this film as an independent film, as a labor of love, on a very low budget. I mean, once you wrote the script, then how did you go about getting it produced, finding the actors, and doing the production?
Okay, I worked 10 years in my artwork because I'm a photographer too, but my career is film. And since there's not much investment in films in Guatemala, it was really frustrating for me to think that I would never do a feature film. So I worked in my artwork, and a lot of collectors that believed in me, my work in photography talks about justice. So some of these collectors read my screenplay, and they believed in me. So selling my artwork, I could get some money to do it. So having the budget already set, I started producing, and I went to UCLA and to the University of Miami, and thank God I was really well educated and trained to do films and worked in some films. I really took my time and energy to do this production very punctual, and knowing that every penny counted. And I got together some people that have worked in a few films here, and brought someone from the States, a director of photography, and then everything was done in Guatemala, except the actress is from Colombia, because she had a little more experience. But all the actors there are new or theater actors. So the directing also, I went to some classes in Los Angeles, and I just follow orders from my teachers, and that's what I came out.
That's what I was wondering, was whether you had used theater actors, because they were by and large very good actors. It didn't have that kind of amateur actor feel that a lot of first-time independent movies have.
Yes, I figured that out, and it really worked. And I think my classes in Los Angeles, directing classes, really worked, because I had a lot of, like a month practicing with the actors. And there were some that had a lot of theater things, you know, like acting at theater. So we worked on it, and I was really strict on that. I knew that anything I was going to put in the screen meant everything, all my 10, 15 years of work, of my artwork. So it really, I took it really seriously to try to do the best.
Now, you are one of the only, or perhaps the only, woman director, woman filmmaker in Guatemala. Is that right?
Yes, actually, yes. I know there's a few other women trying to do certain things that have done a few shorts, but it's really difficult, first for a filmmaker in general, man or woman in this country, because we don't have any government help. And sadly, they don't feel like art and culture are important. We're still a third world country, and that's a fact. But we have wonderful artists and directors here that I think if they would have more help, wonderful things would come out from Guatemala. And some women have one short, maybe, and if they would have the chance to have some money to do a feature, they would go ahead and do it. I think that would be the case.
So is there a film industry in Guatemala?
Yes, it is starting, but it's very difficult and very small.
So this film, Cápsulas, has it been shown widely? Has it been shown in Guatemala, in Latin America?
Actually, I'm going to premiere it on February 17th. Here, the newspaper and TV has been really great because they've called me to do, like, every week I have some sort of interview. And so people know around the country that I exist, which is great, because people have called me through internet or through Facebook and asked me how did I do it, that I'm an example for them. Actually, being a mother also means how could you do everything, you know? So women are, like, calling me, and people are realizing that good things are coming out from Guatemala, and Cápsulas is really a reflection of our society that I think people should come and see. And it's a reflection of all of Latin American society right now, because people are closing their eyes to what's really happening and not really knowing what to do. Like in Mexico, the drug cartels are very heavily involved. And, you know, it could be your neighbor, and you could go out in the street and get murdered for anything. So it's very difficult in the countries now, but this is a disease, really, that's coming into the society, and it's getting into the families. And that's the point with Cápsulas, that it could be in your family, and maybe you could put your hands in your eyes and be blind to it because you don't really want to see the reality and act towards it. Nobody's really acting because it's almost impossible to do anything.
And the film also deals with problems of not only the drug selling and smuggling and all of that, but addiction itself and how that can ruin families.
Exactly.
So you have children who make videos. I guess it's kind of the family business, being behind a camera.
Well, it's like I come from a family of artists, of singers and artists, and one of my sons just started doing videos, and he actually is into sports, so he does sports videos. He does longboard skating, which is kind of dangerous, but he cuts his own videos, and that's where I got the idea, and then I turned it into a drama of other people's lives. And then what you can see also is that the the society in our countries is very complex because there's different classes, and it's still very difficult to unite everybody. But I think it would be great that people would really be in peace with each other. That's why the storyline of the maid's children and the friendship with the main character, Fonzie, the 12-year-old boy, is important. But at the end, they don't have the same realities. So that's why they, you know, separate.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's such a, in a way, it's the universal story of children who are all alike and they're all friends, but then divided by these artificial boundaries of class and economics that are imposed on them by adults.
Yes, that's a model of it, but it is really universal, the whole film, too, about greed, about friendship, about realities, about love, of misunderstandings in marriages. For example, also I come from a, my parents are divorced, and I think it really affected me, so that's the element between the Fonzie's parents, that who's right, the mother or the father, and the mother thinks one way and the father another way. Although it wasn't my reality with the exact situation of these parents, but it was always like, well, mom is right or dad is right. And they're totally different. So where do you go? And at the end, what I say with the film is that really, if they would leave children alone with all these stigmas or lies, children have a more humble and honest way of seeing life and taking decisions. That's why the end of the movie is like it is, because probably the wiser person at the end is the boy and not the parents.
Right, exactly. We're talking to Veronica Riedel about the film Cápsulas. Now, do you have any favorite filmmakers or cinematic inspirations that went into this movie?
Actually, I love every good film. This is a question they ask me a lot, and it's just that every good filmmaker is really wonderful. When the story works, the story works. So I really love stories that work. That, what I mean with that, it doesn't matter what filmmaker is, when the film grabs my heart and gives me something and I changed a little bit in myself or realized that there's something that I take for granted in life, that's my favorite filmmaker, which could be anybody, but the story is what it should work. That I hope this story works in people's hearts, like just realizing that things are not as simple as we think and that we should pay attention to things that we don't pay attention to every day.
So you have now made this film. How are you going about getting it distributed, both in the United States and in Latin America and beyond?
Well, it's pretty difficult. I did get a distributor in the United States, and he's waiting for me to get out the movie in February here in Guatemala, because if it's sold to, let's say, cable companies or TV, people pirate the movie. You know, they copy the film and they sell it immediately in our Latin countries. It's really bad. And so he's waiting to sell the movie to these companies after February 17th. Then I have to look for distributors in Latin America and in Europe also to sell it. And actually, the way that things are going now is through internet. So I'm really looking for a company that would distribute it through internet or video on demand.
Veronica Riedel is the writer, director, and producer of the film Cápsulas, which screens as part of the Santa Fe Film Festival, and you can see it here in Santa Fe on Friday, October 21st at 4 in the afternoon at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts. Veronica, thank you so much for being with us on KSFR.
Thank you so much.